Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Loch Lacroix is a very large lake in the middle of the Boundary Waters canoe area, which is on the border between Minnesota and Canada. Now, Loch Lacroix, you can see the opposite shore if you're looking from Minnesota towards Canada. It can be a stretch sometimes, but you can see it that way. North-south, you can't see the opposite side, east-west. All right? And when the wind starts to blow, there's plenty of water in that lake to grow the waves and to make paddling near impossible at times. Now, I have paddled that lake in a 17-foot canoe with three people and three packs in that canoe two different summers during a huge storm. It's not something you easily forget. I know that as we were paddling on that lake with the wind, the waves, and the rain, and all of it, I know that we prayed. I know that we tried to sing some songs. Imagine trying to remember the words to the hymn, Eternal Father Strong to Save, as a 16-year-old, while the wind and the waves and everything else, we could maybe get out, oh, hear us when we cry to thee for those in peril, right? But we made it. And I'm here, standing and remembering and telling all of you. Now, the Sea of Galilee is a little bit bigger than Loch Lacroix. And the boat that the disciples and Jesus was in is a little bit bigger than my 17-foot canoe. But the wind, the waves, the rain pelting you, that is all the same. It is terrifying. And after you've struggled with that for a couple of hours, you are exhausted. And so this is where we pick up our story in this morning's gospel. Jesus asked to go to the other side of the lake. They get into the boat and Jesus falls asleep. Now, I never felt that Jesus was asleep when the storms came and hit us on Loch Lacroix. But there are times in our lives when the storms come and it can look for all intents and purposes like Jesus is asleep. Bullies in school, or you finally hit that invisible wall in one of your classes and you just struggle. Maybe it's an impossible workload or a colleague who just sort of leeches all of your strength and productivity. Addiction, whether it's yours or someone you're close to. A diagnosis, whether it's something minor or major. Challenges in a significant relationship. These are all storms that can rack our lives. The death of someone close to you. The loss of a pet. The loss of a job. A friend moves away. All of these things can rock the boat of our lives and leave us exhausted and afraid, wondering from where help could ever come. My answer to you today is Jesus. This is what Jesus is showing us all. It's what he's teaching the disciples this morning, because many of those disciples were professional fishermen who had survived many such storms on that very lake. Maybe it was even a regular thing for some of them. It definitely wasn't the first time for some of those disciples, and yet everyone seemed terrified and frightened. Jesus had called them to follow him. And they had accepted. There was something about this Jesus that was compelling and fascinating that made you want to drop everything and follow and learn from them. These disciples had been witness to many miraculous events. They had heard amazing teaching. They had helped Jesus as he went through towns and villages caring for people. So why did they wake Jesus up? Why did they accuse Jesus of not caring? Jesus had enough faith in them to rest and sleep, knowing that they could handle whatever the lake sent their way. And yet they wake Jesus up and say that he doesn't care and tell him that we're all going to die. So Jesus immediately wakes up and calms the storm. And then he asks his disciples why they still had so little faith. If you were with us last week, we heard a story where Jesus was comparing the kingdom of God with a mustard seed. Now that's a teeny tiny seed that can grow big enough to be a blessing. Just like our teeny tiny faith can be sufficient to bring us to care for one another or to take care of a little water in the boat. The disciples had heard Jesus teach that. They had heard Jesus say that, and they still freaked out and woke Jesus up. The disciples are so human. They're just like us. And some days, I think that it's a compliment to be compared to the disciples, and then there are days like this where I'm not so much concerned about being a compliment as ducking behind. One thing that Jesus is telling them and us is that he is with us and that he does care about us completely and unconditionally. As the storms in our lives whip us about, Jesus is with us even if it feels like he is gone. There are times when we can't see him in our struggles. There are times when we are so far down into the hole, everything seems so far into the distance, we are so tormented by winds and addictions, by bullies and loss, that we think that Jesus is asleep or gone or just doesn't care. And in those moments, Jesus is there with us. God's kingdom and love is at hand right here, right now. See, that's what Paul is reminding us of in our reading this morning from 2 Corinthians. Now is the time of salvation. Paul is taking a quote from Psalm 69, which is a prayer for rescue from persecution. And the setup is, when, O Lord? And God answers, at an acceptable time. God stands by us. God cares for us at an acceptable time. And for Paul, that time is now. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation, right now and always right now. When the storms assault us, the Father is with us now. When temptations arise or success is leading us astray, Jesus is with us now. When we have no idea what to do next, the Holy Spirit is with us now. When we are afflicted by hardships, when beatings or sleeplessness, riots or calamities are by us, God is with us to save us right now. This truth is where Paul's faith is grounded. It is the truth that Jesus wants the disciples to grasp. It is a truth that gives us hope. We who come here to places like this, we feel the presence of Jesus when we are here. The body and blood of Christ in our hand, on our tongues, the presence of our sisters and brothers around us, the prayers, the praise, all of that shows us that God is here. But when we go from here, it can be difficult. Like the disciples, we too have been through storms before. And then we go out into the world and the storms and the struggles of life best beset us. And what we want to do is we want to blame someone. Too often, like the disciples, we blame Jesus. We blame God for being asleep in the boat. The ones we need to blame are the devil, the world, and our sinful selves. Jesus is with us. Always. God's love is with us always. The guidance of the Spirit is with us always. And as we allow God to be God, our faith grows. And we can find hope even in the midst of struggle, knowing that we are not alone. We have not been abandoned. God is not asleep. Instead, we are beloved children of God, called to follow our Lord Jesus. Storms still come. The rain, the winds, the waves wash over us. The world will try its darndest to knock us flat. But thanks be to God that we have our Lord Jesus with us, that God forgives us all. So let us now go into the world to share the hope, to share the forgiveness, to share the new life and salvation that is ours right now. Amen.